Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
For Wednesday, January 4th, this is from 1 Kings 19, verse 7. The angel of the Lord touched Elijah and said, "Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you."
And the New Testament reading comes from Hebrews 12, verses 12 and 13. "Therefore lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet." Well, today we're glad to welcome Diane to our conversation about these texts for the day. Thank you, Diane, for joining us. We know you didn't have a choice.
You're glad
to be here.
Right, good. So what connects the two verses? What do you see that ties these two readings together? Both of them are commands. That's one thing we can see. Mm-hmm. The angel makes a command to Elijah, and the Lord is making a command through the author of Hebrews to each of us. What else do you see?
There's a weakness in the individual. Elijah, he is weak. He doesn't have enough energy to make the journey. And so there's a command helping him to know what to do. And then here's someone else who must be feeling downtrodden or tired or worn out or simply depressed, maybe, that is needing encouragement, needing a command of encouragement.
In the Hebrews text.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you see, Diane?
Well, actually, this King's text I've loved over the years because Elijah has had a mountaintop experience with the prophets of Baal, and then he's afraid of Jezebel because she says, "I'm going to get you." So Elijah runs off to the desert, and he's experiencing a depression, and God comes up, says, get up and eat cake, some versions say. And so I have loved this text because of when I've experienced my own depression. And
That's when you can eat cake.
That's when I can eat cake.
Well, maybe it's a rice cake.
There's comfort in it. And that's what I think is happening here. There's God wants us to feel comfort and wants to energize us for the journey and tell us to keep going. It'll be okay. Same with that second text when he says, "Strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet, because I am with you and I will strengthen you and I will care for you." There's great comfort in both of those texts for our lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you're talking about in that first reading is Elijah's had a mountaintop experience on Mount Carmel. Now he's in the depths of despair, depression, anxious about what Jezebel has said to him, even though there's no reason for him to be anxious. I mean, he confronted her husband. So it's like, why are you worried about her? Yeah. But he still is.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense, but he is. And then God says to him, eat. Quit worrying about her. Eat. It's kind of an interesting commandment. Go thou and eat.
Right. But there is such comfort in that, isn't there? First, there's this comfort, and then there's this nourishment.
Yeah.
And then there is this new energy.
Yeah. It says, I think, after this, he went in the strength of that food 40 days. He went to Sinai, Mount Sinai, where Moses received the Ten Commandments. Elijah also goes there. So there was more than just
food.
There was power cake, right? Right. These are the Elijah bars. You probably bought them in your online. The other thing about it is, what is it about obeying God and doing what's contrary to our feelings? He says eat, and Elijah really wasn't feeling like eating, but he does it. And it's out of that act of obedience that he gets strength to do what he needs to do.
Right. And that's true of all of it, isn't it? God wants us to have that strength to keep going.
Yeah.
And so when we listen and pay attention and have a desire to have those things happen, you were talking earlier about connecting and,
yeah, right.
and directing.
We call it in the new devotional that you have, Praying the Jesus Way. It's on your card. It's from John 15, 1 and 2. It says, connect, correct, direct. And what it is here is the Lord is giving direction to him.
Yes.
So the connection and correction, or maybe the correction too, stop feeling so bad, eat.
Yeah.
I think we fall into some temptations when maybe after a high like this, and we can be tempted to wonder if it went well enough or if I did the right thing or maybe we were pompous about something. I think the evil one likes to get in there and try to redirect us and disconnect us so that we can't really find our way. Mm-hmm. And so then this is maybe a no. Turn them around, eat something, right. Lift your drooping hands, look up. Right. Otherwise, you're going to fall on the ski hill.
Yeah. Well, that's true, too. So, Diane, you mentioned about the fact that we don't like to be corrected, which is part of the three steps, connect, correct, direct. So, therefore, since I don't want to be corrected, I won't get connected.
Right, yeah. Right. I will avoid getting connected to Jesus because I don't want to be directed.
Yeah. Right. Or you don't want to be corrected.
I don't want to be corrected.
And then the outcome is direction that maybe you don't want either.
I don't want either.
Because that means that somebody else, namely the Holy Spirit, is in control instead of you.
Right. You may have to go a new direction.
I don't want to go there. I'm not going there. I mean, it has the feeling of Jonah.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
I'm not going to Nineveh. Well, I'm not going there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were mentioning another time when, was it David that was told to eat?
After Bathsheba gave birth to the son, and then the child died, and David was fasting and praying.
At the end of that time, yes, he got up and got rid of his sackcloth, right. and he went and ate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There is such an acceptance in that story of David.
Mm-hmm.
Because David realized that God wasn't going to answer the prayer the way he wanted God to answer it. But he doesn't moan and groan and stay stuck. He gets up, he gets rid of his sackcloth, and he goes and he eats.
Mm-hmm.
And he accepts. That's a wonderful story too.
It is.
That story can be found in 2 Samuel 12, verses 19 and 20, if you would like to read it.
Yeah, it's a great, great assurance of how in our time of desolation, again, like with David, mm-hmm. we get up and we eat.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me, a lot of the things that I do with people who are in despair or despondent is to help them celebrate their defeats with food.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from Psalm 23, verse 5. The Lord prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
And that's really good.
Yeah, we've talked about that a lot on our podcast. And Jeff, our ChinaCast leader, and I are working actually on a book on that. So probably in 20 or 30 years, you'll get a copy of that book and you can read it. Anyway, food is one of the ways that God uses to overcome. And Sonia, you've got the bread of life, though, for us. You've got a shepherd's voice you want to share. Why don't you read that?
All right. Jesus says, all of you followers, I can see that you are weary and worn out, and I'm here to direct your paths. I am your way. Follow me into green pastures where you can be revived in body, mind, and spirit. You can stand firmly on my commandments of love and grace, where you will be upheld by my righteous hand and given confidence by my mercy to be ready for the journey ahead. Pack your bags. Follow me. Do not look back.
Here's the prayer from the daily text for today. Source of strength, I come with drooping hands and weak knees. I have no get up and go. I place myself now in your strong presence. Invigorate me for the demands of the day. Holy Provider, I am ever grateful that you are always available to nourish and energize me. Thank you for this reviving time with you. Amen.
We're going to sing the song, I'm So Glad Jesus Lifted Me, because the power that lifts us is the power of Jesus Christ. And he's the power that will also lift you. So sing along with us as our Lord promises to lift you.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.